Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
What is this for?
It is about next elections, presidential elections.
Okay.
All right. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm going to read this. You are definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Okay, perfect. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated, independent, not registered, or not registered in a party? Or there is some other political party?
I'm a registered Democrat.
To Democrat. Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Asian, or
I think white and Hispanic.
All right. And what is your age?
35.
Okay, thank you so much. And let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
I think it depends, which I know does not lend itself well to a survey. But I think it depends. I can't answer that question that broadly.
Okay. Not a problem. Don't worry about that. Let me follow with another question. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read this. Corruption in city government, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation, and the cost of things like gas
Hold
and groceries.
Sorry. You said corruption in local government, housing, crime.
Inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, property insurance costs, growth, and overdevelopment.
So I think the number one thing should be environmental concerns, rising sea level, like everything environmental climate concerns. That's number one. And am I supposed to just choose one?
Yeah, in this case, what do you think?
Yeah, most concerned with. That is what I am most concerned with.
Yeah. Okay, so you could say that is flooding, the sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate me that as well. And I'm going to read this. For example, Raquel Regalado, do you think that is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
Who is she?
Have you heard about Raquel Regalado?
No, it is not ringing a bell. Perhaps if I knew, like, if she's been in the news, then maybe I have, but at this moment, no, I'm not familiar.
Okay, not a problem. And what about Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins. Also not familiar.
Okay, not a problem. And have you heard of Francis Suarez?
Yes.
Would you say that it's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'd say like middle. Like, I guess the best would be somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, thanks a lot. And what about Christine King?
She's a commissioner, right? I actually don't know a whole lot about her politics, if it's who I'm thinking of, so I'm going to say no opinion at this point in time.
Okay, not a problem. And what about Keon Hardiman?
Oh, shit. Keon Hardiman. Is that a city commissioner? These are all names that are ringing bells, but I honestly cannot recall anything that would inform an opinion of them. So I'm going to say no opinion at this time.
Okay, thanks a lot. And what about Damian Pardo?
Oh, that name also rings a bell, but I can't. All of these people I would have to Google to, like, remember, but I don't, at this point in time, just off the top of my head, no opinion.
Okay. And what about Daniela Levin Cava?
Oh, I love her.
Would you say that is very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable of Daniela Levin.
Very favorable.
I think her work on environmental is great.
Okay, thanks a lot. And what about Manolo Reyes?
Oh, shit. I think I know, but I would need to Google him, so I'm going to say no opinion at this time.
No opinion. Okay, thanks a lot. And what about Miguel Gabela?
No opinion.
No opinion. And Joe Carollo? Joe Carollo?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. All right, thanks a lot. If the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, from whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican. For Biden. Okay,
Biden.
Thanks a lot. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Yes, sir.
You would say that you're definitely going to vote for him?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this month.
Sorry, how many more questions do you have? I'm going to have to get off the phone soon.
Well, actually, we have a 48% completed.
I have to go. I don't think I can be on the phone for another 10 minutes. I'm so sorry.
I completely understand. Can I reach you maybe tomorrow?
No, I am actually, I am not available tomorrow. But you know what, you can just, I'm booked all day tomorrow, actually. I have to be, in hearings, but find me on my personal phone and I will do my best to pick it up. And where are you calling from again? Oh. Sorry.
Well, this is an, international, like an international private market, research firm, but I'm calling you, from El Salvador.
No, oh, no, 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 no. What's the name of the firm?
Of the firm? Ah, this is Opinion Research.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, give me a try tomorrow, and I'll do my best to answer.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
A lot.
Of course.
You too. Have a good night.
Bye.
Gracias.